Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim Nam Joon, Kim Seok Jin, Min Yoon Gi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Kook, Standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is
Standing BTS. We're together.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we need to fucking do a ship episode.
Yeah, we were like, you know what? We gotta do ship.
Yep.
We gotta do ship episode.
So, we are going to do, just like we did last time, we're each going to draw a name out of the cup and see what ship we're doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
You go first.
All right. Oh, God.
Oh! And this is so surreal.
It's... Jimin!
Jimin, no!
Oh my god, no!
Oh my god, okay.
Oh. Okay.
Watch me draw, Suga.
Oh my god, okay.
You got your bias. Oh RM. Oh my god. It's another one that we're like, I don't know.
I don't even know what this ship is called. What could it be?
I mean, it...
Not... Nam Jimin? Okay.
We collected ourselves.
We had to calm down.
Yeah.
So
the ship that we're going to be doing
can
be called Namin?
Namin or Minjoon.
Or Minjoon.
I think it should be Nam Jimin, what I said. I think that's great.
Yeah.
But you know what? Well, okay, so Namin or Minjoon, because I drew Jimin, you drew RM.
Uh-huh.
So now we're going to go research.
Yep. We'll do some research, yep. And then we'll come back, and we'll tell you everything about that ship.
Yep.
Whether you ship them romantically or as friends.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back.
Back. And we're back.
We're back.
It's actually been a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took our time with this ship, and the ship has grown on us a lot.
A lot.
A lot more than I expected it to, because at first I was like, I've never even really thought about this ship.
No. Which, by the way, is Namin or Minjoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Namin.
And, of course, I like Minjoon.
So, we're both gonna say different things.
Namin is just too close to Namjoon
for me. I like it. I think it's easy to say. I think it's cute.
Yeah. Since Kayla was in St. Louis, we were able to do research together,
mm-hmm.
which was really, really fun.
Yeah.
We just want to thank all of you listeners for being here and writing such amazing reviews on iTunes and, like, for following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We just... We love you, and we're glad you're here with us.
Yes, like I say, if you have enjoyed any of our other episodes, or if you listen to this one and like it, if you would go over to iTunes and leave us a review, we would appreciate it so much. Mm-hmm. It would be so amazing. It just, all it does is it helps us go up on the charts, specifically writing reviews, which just makes it possible for more armies to find us. And that's really the whole reason why we're doing this podcast. Yeah. Like, we just want to meet more armies, like, talk to you, connect with you, mm-hmm. and, you know, fucking hang out with you. Yeah. So
come join us.
Yeah. We should really get into this.
Let's get into this episode. We're going to first start about all the romantic moments mm-hmm. that you could consider, like, romantic. We're going to talk about that first, and then we're going to talk about just the friendship.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, disclaimer, we just feel like we have to say this. Yeah. No ships are real. No ships are confirmed. A lot of us...
Take hook.
A lot of us are very passionate about our ships, but we have to understand, we have to be respectful of the boys first, and then also understand that, like, this is just for fun.
It's our, this is our fantasy. Yeah. We just like to imagine the boys with each other. I don't know why we're into it.
But it's definitely our fantasy. Yes. So, you know, none of this is real, but it's going to be fun times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Of course, I got a little bit more into the romantic ship.
Yeah.
And I really got into the research. Like, I ship them now.
Yeah.
Like, I really do.
Yeah.
Basically.
Buried the lead on that one.
So, basically, Namin romantic moments are all about Namjoon and his baby boy, Jimin.
Yes.
This is from one of this moment is from BTS Anon magazine interview, and it was issue number 2057.
Mm-hmm.
Each BTS member had to answer a weird question about another member, so they had to say what their assigned member's charms were.
Right. I have what J-Hope wrote about RM, I have what RM wrote about Jimin, and I have what Jimin wrote about V. Those are some people who were assigned to each other.
Okay.
So, because there, to me, there is a stark contrast between what RM writes about Jimin and what the other members write about each other.
Yeah. No, it's drastically different.
So, this is what J-Hope says to RM. RM has a great desire to improve his music and foreign language skills. He's inspiring and he scares me in a good way. Laughs. He's a reliable leader and the way he leads all of us is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's just complimenting him on, like, who he is as a person.
As a person, his character.
Yeah,
okay.
His character.
Before I say what RM said about Jimin, let me just say what Jimin says about V. They're very close.
Super close.
95 line.
Yeah. Best friends.
Best friends. Okay. Mm-hmm. V's behaviors are unpredictable. They sometimes turn out successful and sometimes not. He entertains us with his crazy actions and then suddenly becomes sincere. He's cute. You can't take your eyes off him.
Yeah.
100% true.
It's so true.
It's so true.
V is so unpredictable. Like, sometimes when I'm watching V, I'm just anxious because I don't know what he's gonna do.
Which, Bethany, if you had to describe, like, a personality trait of V, that's totally one that you would say.
Unpredictable, yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Yes. You know, exuberant. I don't know.
He can be sincere, but he's also, like...
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so... Jimin, again, he's not really describing more than personality, attitude, behavior.
Yeah.
Just Jimin saying endearing qualities about V. And then this is what RM says about Jimin. He says, even though I'm a guy, I think Jimin is sexy. His moves are smooth when dancing. He is one of the smallest ones in BTS and has such a great baby face, but also has great muscles. He definitely catches people's eyes.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't even, that is way different.
Very different. So, I think RM finds Jimin extremely cute.
Yeah.
Like, he's extremely cute.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know, RM kind of describes Jimin, like, in a more feminine way. Like, I think he has, like, a doll face.
Yeah, a baby face.
Yeah.
And, like, We don't have to spell it out. Like, there's a huge difference in that. I want to talk about the BTS Yinyu Tai.
I think it's Yinyu Tai.
Yinyu Tai interview. It was a video. It was on November 25th, 2016. This is during the Blood, Sweat, and Tears era.
Uh-huh.
And Jimin is sitting right next to RM. They're sitting in, like, a straight line in chairs.
Mm-hmm.
White background, black chairs, just simple. And they're all wearing, like, mildly colorful outfits.
Yeah, you know, Blood, Sweat, and Tears area. Yeah, outfits, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know who's next to Jimin, but Jimin is...
J-Hope.
J-Hope's next to Jimin on the right. And then, so Jimin is second from the right, RM third from the right.
Uh-huh.
So, they're not in the middle, really, but... Honestly, you're looking at them the whole time during this video.
Yeah.
Because they're, if you ship them romantically, like if we're diving into this really, they're mm-hmm. so fucking obvious in this.
Yeah, no, they're like, sitting really close to each other.
Yeah.
And Jimin is like leaning in to RM.
Yeah.
And
like, first of all, their body language is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jimin, before, so he starts touching RM's thigh, but before he even does that, he's like really like, like you said, leaning in, his body language is really open to RM, more closed off to J-Hope, and like RM's just kind of sitting there chilling, you know?
Yeah.
And he puts his hand on his thigh, right?
Yeah, like on his knee slash inner thigh area.
Yeah. And this is when, and in the video, RM has to sing the chorus of Boy in Love, only in Chinese,
mm-hmm.
instead of Korean, and he's, like, struggling.
Yeah.
So when Jimin puts his hand on his thigh, it's, like, either encouragement or, like, cute, flirty distraction.
I think it was cute, flirty distraction.
I feel like it's some of both. It was kind of like, you can do it, but also distraction.
Yeah.
You know, like...
But he's kind of, like, encouraging him, but he keeps his hand there... For a ridiculous amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, RM is, like, even moving his legs and, like, wiggling his legs. And Jimin is not moving his hand. And then Jimin even, like, crosses his leg over the other way.
Yeah.
And continues to keep his hand right
there. Yeah, he just leaves it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once Jimin finally moves his hand away, RM kind of, like, rubs his knee.
Uh-huh.
Like, in the, like, not really in the same place, but, you know, kind of, like, rubs his leg. And then he glances down at Jimin's hand who is, like... It was just resting on Jimin's leg at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's kind of, like, almost, like, nervous about it. Or, like mm-hmm. he wants Jimin's
or, like,
hand to be touching
him.
Yeah. Like, he's mm-hmm. like, oh. Like, he's rubbing the space where it left. It's like he misses it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Or he's nervous. It's one of the two.
Yeah,
I don't know. But, yeah, for sure, definitely some Namin going on there.
And then, like... Jimin continues to tease RM, and like there's like a game going on, and V lost the game, and as some punishment, he has to answer like
of course
to mm-hmm. any question, right? Yeah. So Jimin asks, what does he ask him?
He asks V, you hate Namjoon, right? Or
yeah.
you dislike Namjoon,
yeah, you dislike
right?
Namjoon, yeah.
And then, of course, RM gets kind of, like, offended and flustered. And V has to say, of course. And Jimin just starts cracking up. Like, he just thinks he's so funny. And you know, he does his typical Jimin, throwing his body, like, onto Namjoon. But he also, like, cuddles in Namjoon, like, towards his chest.
Yeah, he, like... gets behind him and gives him, like, a hug and, like, pulls him over mm-hmm. and, like, oh, it's so cute and it's so Jimin. He's just, like, you're in my mm-hmm. laugh now. Like,
but then even after he does that, he, like, puts his hand on, like, RM's back and is, like, rubbing his back, like, comforting him.
For the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
Rubbing his back.
Yeah.
And RM asked Jimin, he was like, do you hate me?
Oh. But it wasn't even, like, it was kind of soft.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't really, I think, saying it. Like, for the interview that mm-hmm. they were doing, he just kind of, like, was saying it to Jimin, like, you hate me?
Oh.
It's like, of course he doesn't.
Mm. It was very cute.
Yes. Total romantic Namin moment.
Yeah.
So another one that I want to talk about that if you look up just, like, Namin moments mm-hmm. on YouTube, this one constantly pops up in, like, all the compilation videos. So I think it's on Bon Voyage 1.
Mm-hmm.
RM is sitting across from Jimin. And RM's wearing this, like, bucket hat and has, like, it's gray and it has a red rim around it and then snowflakes on it. Yeah. Because I think they're,
soft.
Like, in Northern Europe, you know.
Yeah.
So RM is sitting across from Jimin, and Jimin, I guess, had just bought, like, a silver ring.
Mm-hmm.
And RM, like, is looking at the ring, but he's playing with every single one of Jimin's fingers. And then he even, like, grabs his other hand and starts... The other hand that doesn't have the ring on it. So he's just, like, flipping over his hand, but he's using, like, both his hands to rub each, like, finger. For Jim. It's very sensual. Yeah. I feel it's sensual.
He was, like, really teasing his hands, you know? Like, am I going to hold your hand? Am I going to, you know, what am I going to do? Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe he was. I mean, of course, Naaman is just a theory, you know?
This
could totally be him just looking at the ring.
But if we're deep diving into this fantasy right now, so I'm going to fucking say, look, I'm going to say that it was
flirty and playful.
It was flirty and playful. Mm-hmm. It definitely was. I thought it was so cute.
It's a good one.
And it would be something that RM would be doing.
Yeah.
Like, if, like, he would just love someone so much that he just wants to know every part of them. So he's just like, I want to examine your hands.
I just have to say this real quick, because I really like Namjoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually really like that ship.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really take it seriously at all. Like, there's no way that they're involved. Maybe they, I don't know. But in my opinion, I think they're just good friends.
Yeah.
I just think it's a hot ship, you know, to fantasize about. But with Naaman, like, if Namjoon, I feel like if he was to be with any member romantically, I feel it would be Jimin.
Yeah.
He loves Jimin. Like, he thinks he's so cute.
Yes, and like,
and sexy.
He thinks he's sexy.
Yeah.
And I think that they make a really cute couple. Like, in those compilation videos, there was always, like, little things of them, like, taking little selfies together or, like, short little videos together. And their faces side by side, they're so cute. And they look so
cute.
Happy and, like, pure. And, you know, I love Jimin so much.
Yeah.
I just want him to be happy. And,
I know you do. I feel the same way about V. Like, I just want V to be happy. I really do.
And you know, if
and
being
happy,
and
sometimes I feel like he's not.
If being happy is getting, like, good dick from
JK
Namjoon.
Oh, what?
Then
I'm so on Taehyung. Sorry.
Oh, but you know, in this fantasy,
yeah,
I would see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love that train clip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So, I really love RM's Love Yourself Her V Live, and especially love it because Jimin crashes it.
This is totally a Naaman moment. Like, it's a recent one. Like, I saw, like, a meme of just, like, a little bit of that clip when Jimin comes in on RM's V Live, and the person's just like, the ship is sailing. I repeat, the ship is sailing.
Yes. So I was watching that V Live, actually live, and of course it didn't have captions yet. So I was like, I had no idea what was going on, but I was like such a new ARMY that I was just trying to absorb every BTS content that I could all the time.
Yeah.
So I was like so excited when I saw just come up to the door, two hands on the like frosted white glass.
Mm-hmm.
Jimin just presses his body against the glass of RM's door.
And RM's like, oh, is that a ghost?
Oh, who is it? Oh. And he starts walking away, and then he goes and opens the door, and he's like, Jimin.
Oh.
Like, and calls Jimin back in, and it is so cute.
It's precious.
And, like, RM is so, so happy to see Jimin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so he makes him stay, and during that time, he makes him promise to do a V-Live soon on, like, solo by himself, which he did for his birthday. And, like, Jimin didn't want to show his face on camera. He was like, I don't have makeup on. And RM said something like, oh, no, you're cute or you look fine or something like that. And, like, he was like, everybody loves you anyways or something.
Yeah.
I mean, like, something like that. I don't remember. But, like, oh.
I know. This V Live, RM constantly says Jimin's name. Like, I think he says Jimin's name, like, 20 plus times.
Yeah.
And he's just like, Jimin.
Ugh. And then, like, okay, so you can also tell, like, first of all, Jimin is the most supportive member.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
So you can tell that he is watching the V Live in the other room.
Yes.
And
he's
even
like the BTS cheerleader.
Yes. Even though they have crazy schedules and long days and hard work, and they're probably so tired that the last thing they want to do on their off time is do more BTS stuff.
Yeah.
But Jimin is just hanging out watching RM's V Live.
He got the notification on his phone.
And he
was
like,
RM's live, gotta watch it.
Gotta watch Bae.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so RM, at one point, he's like, oh, he, like, drinks the rest of his coffee, and he mentions that, no, he's out of coffee, or that he was finishing it.
Mm-hmm.
less than 2 minutes later, Jimin walks in with a cup of coffee and was like, I heard that you were out of coffee, so I thought that I would bring you some.
Yes.
And it is so cute. It makes RM smile so much. Like,
and he's like, are you a wingless angel?
Yes. And like, he's like an angel without wings, a fairy, you know? And Jimin goes, yes, I'm a fairy. And it's so cute. Yeah. Like that little
he's
play.
A fairy from a fairy tale.
Yes, like the
he
back
really
and
is,
forth.
Though.
Yes.
That is a perfect way to describe who Jimin is.
He's magical.
He is.
And then I'm like literally
he's
I have
just
my
so
hands
sweet.
I have my hands on my cheeks, like, oh, Jimin.
Jiminy.
And then, like, right after RM, like, I feel like, okay, RM is really intelligent. So I feel like he knew if he said this before, like right once Jimin left the room, Jimin wouldn't be watching, like, he wouldn't be back to his phone watching the live. So he would say this without Jimin knowing. And he goes, oh, Jimin is just really cute. Which is just, like...
It's so sweet.
It's so cute. Like...
Okay, so for my next note, I literally just wrote RM loves Jimin, which I think I've said, like, 20 times. But one of the things that also kept popping up when you look up just moments of them together, on multiple occasions, basically anytime Jimin does something really, really cute, RM, like, looks at him and just scrunches his face.
Oh.
It's so cute. It happens multiple times.
It is the
like
cutest.
There was a fan sign that he had like a little yellow duck or a yellow thing and he put it next to Jimin because he knew it looked like Jimin and then he did that little scrunchy face and just laughed because he
I love it so much. I'm just picturing in my mind because once you pointed this out to me it was like the cutest thing ever.
Yeah,
like you have to go watch a Namin or Minjun compilation and it'll definitely have a bunch of them in there. He like opens his mouth or else just smiles really big with his mouth closed.
Yeah,
and then, like,
scrunches
his eyes up and, like, oh, it's
you
so
don't
cute.
You don't see RM doing that to
anyone,
other member.
Anyone
it's
else.
It's just Jimin.
Because
like, he's such a softie for him.
Yeah, no, I would have never, ever seen RM make that expression had I not been looking specifically for his interactions with Jimin, because that's the only person he does that with. Like, I've never seen that face before. I even Googled, because I was trying to look up a picture of the face earlier without trying to go find a video, and so I Googled RM cute face, RM scrunchy face. Like, it does not come
up. It doesn't come up?
It's just a bunch of pictures of him being, I mean, he's a very cute.
Yeah.
Like, you know, posing or, like, having, like, a flower crown on or, like, making peace signs. Like, very cute, but not this scrunchy face.
Yeah.
So
it's just in the Minjun,
it's,
like, YouTube videos. That's where you can find it.
But it's always in reaction to Jimin. It's always after Jimin says something or does something or, like, y'all, I ship this hard.
I ship it hard, too. Like, I really did not, like... Back when we pulled Jimin, RM, we were like, what is this shit? It's underrated.
Underrated as
literally
fuck.
Literally every single, like, YouTube video in the comments, people are like, this ship is so underrated. Like, this ship needs attention.
Yeah.
Because it does.
No,
it's such a good
it totally
ship.
Does. It is a great fucking ship.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is sailing.
It's sailing.
It's sailing. Like, okay.
We ship it.
Yeah.
We ship it romantically.
I really do. I do. So anyways, there's also this time that RM, like, picks up Jimin, like, newlywed style.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, walking across the threshold of the house style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so... First of all, it's so cute because RM is so tall and his shoulders are a little wider.
Yeah.
And he was, like, wearing a hat and, like, kind of like a tracksuit style outfit, I feel like a
athleta. Yeah, it was, like, all white.
Yeah, like...
Maybe it was a suit. I don't know.
I thought that it was, like, athleisure kind of style. I don't remember.
He had that white rim hat, though.
I thought it was a black hat.
Oh, maybe it's black.
I feel... I imagine everyone in a black hat. I feel like it's so hot. But,
Maybe it is a black hat.
I feel like it's a black hat with, like, a white tracksuit.
Whatever it is, it looks good.
We're painting this picture. Look, RM is in a black hat and a white tracksuit, and the jacket in the tracksuit is zipped all the way up, and it has a short collar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Black, or white pants, same black stripe down the side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't know what shoes, but...
I think he definitely has a black hat on, because I feel like I would have made note that he was an all white.
Yeah.
Like, he's from head to toe.
No, I'm pretty sure it's, like, white. I don't know. Okay. So then he, I don't know what Jimin's wearing, because it's just so cute what happens.
I know Jimin's wearing a black shirt.
They match. And probably a black hat. Just
they
in this
fantasy.
They do kind
of match, which is what makes it even cuter.
Yeah. And RM just sweeps Jimin up, and Jimin is, like, giggling and, like, laughing
and
so much.
His arms are wrapped around RM's neck.
Yes. So he's like, yes, I want to be here.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's holding on. He's not, you know, like, if you were uncomfortable with it, you would be like, I don't think that I would wrap my arms around someone's neck if I was, like, not wanting to be picked up like that, you know?
Yeah.
So he was like, yep, I'm here. And RM made his scrunchy face, I'm pretty sure.
Probably. He's, yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
But it's cute because he, like, kind of, like, spins, like, Jimin around. Like, not spins him, but, like, kind of just moves him in his arms. It's so cute.
Bitch, I just noticed in my notes that I wrote Jimin wearing a black hat, RM wearing a black hat. They real cute, so they're both wearing
Jimin's
black
wearing
hats.
Jimin's wearing a black shirt.
Shit.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever. So, yeah. And then there's also, going along that, like, couple newlywed vibe, mm-hmm. there's also a fan sign where Jimin puts a veil on RM. And then RM, like, and Jimin link arms and stand next to, like, each other. And it looks really cute.
Yeah.
And
Jimin gets,
like,
so embarrassed.
He gets, like, really flustered.
Yeah.
You know, he's like,
yeah.
Oh,
he's
it's so cute.
His typical self.
Yeah.
So, this next moment, I feel, is one of the biggest Minjoon moments.
This video needs some unpacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is from the BTS Chuseok greeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely my favorite Namin moment.
Yeah.
It's a V-Live. It's the one where they're all kind of sitting on the ground, and RM is holding the camera with, like, a selfie stick.
Mm-hmm.
J-Hope, like, comes in to the picture, and he's wearing that, like,
red flower hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's being real obnoxious, like, himself.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sunshine.
All of the members just, like, are cracking up at him. Except V and Suga, who are being a little moody. No, Suga does laugh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so, like, okay. So, from left to right, mm-hmm. if you're looking at the screen, Suga's sitting there, and then it's, like, Jimin and RM, and then V, and then, like, Jin and Jungkook,
mm-hmm.
and then J-Hope kind of comes in on the side, on the right side, but he's kind of, like, away from them a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, the reason why I group Jimin and RM together and Jin and Jungkook together is because, like, Jimin is, like, leaned forward, like, clinging on to RM.
Yeah.
Like, RM is sitting directly in front of Jimin, and they're very, very, very close.
Yeah.
Like, the center of the frame.
Yeah, like, Jimin's not actually sitting on the ground. Like, he has to be, like, propped up on RM.
Yeah.
Like, he's on him.
No, yeah. He's totally, like, he's sitting on something so that he can literally be, like, wrapped around RM. And
RM's kind of leaning into him.
Yeah, 100%. And then Jungkook is sitting on the ground, and Jin, I feel like, is sitting on something a little bit, but Jungkook is leaning back into, like, Jin's lap.
Yeah, he's in between Jin's legs.
Yeah, and Jin has his hands, like, all over Jungkook's, like, chest and torso.
Uh-huh.
So we see Moody Suga and Moody V,
uh-huh.
because, hello, Taekook jealousy and Yunmin jealousy,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Like, I don't ever really see V's arms crossed all that much, but V's arms are crossed the entire time during this V Live.
Yeah.
And he, like, even when J-Hope comes in and is like, wow, like, he kind of smiles, but he's, like, not laughing nearly as much as the other members are.
Which I don't feel like is normal for V, because I feel like normally any kind of, like, positive energy, he feeds off of it. He vibes off of that,
yeah,
you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, like, J-Hope is, like, the most... they are in the Sunshine Line together, you know? Like, J-Hope, V, and Jimin, Sunshine Line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, a bump on the log.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I think it's Taekook going on, because that's just me.
Yeah. Because he's just, like, jealous of Jungkook just
100%.
Sitting there. Yeah.
Those boys are so jealous of each other. Don't even... Guys, I cannot wait till we do our Taekook episode. It's gonna be insane. So anyways, Jimin is all over RM.
Yeah.
And Suga is behind Jimin. And you can see some Yunmin going on. If you ship Yunmin,
totally,
you probably like notice this right away.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it?
I mean,
you ship it?
Yeah. Okay. So like, here's the thing. I've always, ever since I learned about ships, I've always shipped Yunmin.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, so even though I'm kind of really feeling Namin now,
mm-hmm.
like this Yunmin jealousy is serious right here because Suga, he touches Jimin at least 2 times, like puts his hand on his shoulder like, and kind of pulls him back. Like,
it's like possessive.
Yeah, and it's not in like a, hey, you're in front of the camera, like it can't see me kind of way. It's like a, hey, I'm still back here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here.
It's a notice
like,
me.
Like, notice me, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. And he has a hood up and a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
So the hat makes it so you can see his face a little less. And like, V is right over there and also not vibing.
No, he's
you know?
Not vibing at all.
And like, at one point, then both of them like look at each other, V and Suga, or...
Yeah, V and Suga, they kind of like glance at each other at one point,
yeah.
and they both just look pissed off.
They're like, this shit. Like,
yeah.
Suga seriously looks pissed, and he
yeah.
like does not... I mean... idols can have bad days,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, they're just people.
Well, Suga also has kind of a blank face.
Yeah, but...
He's got RBF.
But it's also a live that they're all in, so, like, I feel like normally they would put forth a little more, like, effort, just,
yeah.
like, fan service. So, like, for him to see... Especially with V, also, both of them to seem so closed off and,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, hoods up, arms crossed type thing.
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting.
So, anyways, this is probably one of the biggest Namin moments in my book for,
mm-hmm.
like, them being shipped romantically. Because Jimin is just, like, clinging on to him. And Jimin's makeup, I don't know what it is. Like, all of his hair is back in a hat. And his makeup looks so pretty. And he's got, like, his earrings in.
Mm-hmm.
And RM is in front of him. And RM has, like, his hood, like, tied around his face,
mm-hmm.
and they look just like the most beautiful freaking couple
mm-hmm.
ever.
I think that RM looks, like, squishy
mm-hmm.
and cute with, like, just, like, the hood is, like, so tight on his cheeks. You can, like, see dimples, but
mm-hmm.
also cheeks on the hood. It's adorable.
Yeah. Jimin not only is just, like, holding on to him the entire time, but, like, he goes to drink his cup. Like, he's got, like, a drink with him, and he
mm-hmm.
goes to, like, sip from his straw. And he, like, rests his chin on RM's head.
Mm.
And he does it again, like, another... He does it twice during the V-Live, and it's just so sweet.
I love it.
Also, I think there's some sexual tension going on between them at points.
Oh, totally.
Because Jimin is, like,
just,
up above him.
Yeah, and the way that Jimin will, like, touch him, like, touch his shoulders, or, you know, like, the way that he, when he does rest on him,
mm-hmm.
like, the way that he kind of, like, moves his head, you
mm-hmm.
know, it just feels, like,
yeah.
kind of possessive, like, how Suga was being towards Jimin,
mm-hmm.
you know, like...
But the way that, like, Jimin, like, looks down at RM,
yeah.
it's just so sexual.
It really is.
And I think RM loves it.
Yeah.
Because RM, I don't feel like gets touched by many of the other
members. And RM loves Jimin.
Yes.
He loves Jimin so
okay.
much.
But truthfully, Jimin is touchy with all the members.
It's very true.
He's very touchy with every single one of the members. But I feel like some of the other members are more touchy with each other. Like, V is really touchy with Jungkook. But I'm just saying, like, I feel that RM doesn't get... He doesn't get that kind of affection,
yeah.
but he gets it from Jimin.
Yeah,
and
oh,
I think he, like,
so true.
Really likes
because
that.
Because RM is always in the leadership role,
mm-hmm.
you know? He's always the one breaking up those little affection moments, or, like, he's
yeah.
always, you know... So
he has to be serious all the time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't have somebody being goofy around him or all over him or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like, when they have to be in interviews or whatever, so... When
yeah.
they're just, like, in their own element like that, just doing a V-Live, just hanging out with ARMY,
mm-hmm.
like, and he's like that towards him, it
yeah.
is, I'm sure he loves it.
Oh, yeah. I think ARM just wants affection.
Yeah.
I think he really wants, like, human, like, touchy affection,
yeah.
and Jimin gives that to him.
Yeah.
So.
And Jimin loves doing that, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
He is everybody's biggest supporter, and... I think he was very, very touchy, very lovey.
Mm-hmm.
I will say very lovey-dovey on
oh,
RM.
Yes. So we ship it.
Yeah, we fucking ship it.
Yeah.
I ship,
romantically,
I,
like, I would not have thought that I would ship it romantically.
Me? I mean, when we fucking... when I pulled Jimin's name out of the cup, I was so excited. And when you pulled Namjoon, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, I'm not... I was, like, expecting it would be so cool. Like, even if it was Jikook, like, it would still be a really interesting episode.
Yeah, because it's my bias.
Yeah, or, like, V-Min.
Yeah.
Or, like... I don't know.
J-Hope or Yoonmin, you know.
Or Yoonmin.
Like, so the only ones that I didn't think about as a possibility with Jimin would be like with Jin or RM, you know, right off the bat, like as I for me to be excited about doing.
Yeah.
And
it's just not a popular ship.
No,
but this, now that we've done the research, it needs to be.
It needs to be.
It needs to be a big ship, guys. Look,
we are educating you. So you should... fucking there, go watch these videos on YouTube.
Yeah,
like,
and there's not that many.
No, but this ship is valid.
Yes, I think it's valid.
This
for
is
sure.
This is as valid as Yoonmin.
You really think so?
I feel like yeah.
You know. Wow. And okay. I think you've just been such a big Yoonmin shipper.
I have been
up to this point.
Yeah, I really
you've
have
switched
been.
Lanes.
I mean, I could be in both lanes.
You can. I ship it all. But I love all the ships.
Me too. That's why this is fucking fun.
Yes.
But I, romantically, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really ship Yoonmin super romantically. Just like, I really like them together and I think they're cute and I like the, I like fanfics of them or like AUs of them.
Uh-huh.
Are really hot and adorable and this is fantasy, you know?
Mm. I think Yoonmin is more like really hot and sexy.
And I also
romantic.
Think they balance. I think they balance each other, you know, like the sun and the moon or like, you know, like I just love, I love them.
Yeah.
I do. But
I think Yoonmin's really hot. Like, I think it makes for some really sexy AUs because people, I mean, not all people, but people think of Yoonmin. I mean, Yoongi is, like, more dominant.
And
if any
and we
member
do not say
be,
Jimin, and Jimin is not dom.
Is Jimin is not dom in this scenario.
No, not in this house.
Wasn't there someone on Instagram who said, like, Jimin and dom don't belong
in
the
same
sentence? Knows. Maybe he is. But anyways.
We don't say that Jimin is dom in this house. Yeah. Yes.
I think Namin, I think it's more of a sweeter romantic.
It
like
is
a more
so
couple-y,
sweet.
Yeah.
I think it's like an elevated because with Yoonmin, I can see all of that, like, rough, like, you know, that kind of fantasy and, like, those clash... Like, they have really clashing personalities, and I just, like, really liked that idea, you know?
Yeah.
As, like, a story. But I see RM and Jimin together, and it is... It seems so authentic.
Yes.
You know? Like, it seems so sweet and so real.
If you like soft, fluff... fanfics. Fluff is the terminology.
I bet that we could find some dirty fanfics.
Oh, I'm sure there's like, still dirty ones. I'm just saying I see it as a good fluff.
Oh, probably. Which, you know what? I was reading Fluff Yoonmin ones, so...
You were reading so many Fluff Yoonmin ones.
They were making me cry.
You sent them to me, and I was just like...
I was like, oh my god, Bethany, read this.
This just turned into a Yoonmin. A Yoonmin episode.
Okay, so clearly I love Yoonmin, but I really fucking love Namin now.
Namin is really good. Guys, ship it.
Oh,
seriously,
I really,
like... Oh, it's so good.
It is such a good ship, and I really, truly could see them together.
Yeah.
If that were a thing. You know, like, I'm not saying that it is, but I'm just saying I could see it based on what we see, like, video, photo, evidence, interview evidence.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's real.
No. I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not real. But if you want to believe that it is, there's a lot of evidence to back you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's valid.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Totally valid.
Okay. So, let's go ahead and move on to the Minjoon friendship moments.
Yes.
So, one of the big ones is the Billboard News interview that was May 26, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimin ends up doing a really cute impression of RM. Like, he talks like a baby and, like, sticks his chin out. Because apparently when RM either gets upset or angry, he, like, sticks his chin out.
Oh, yes.
So then Jimin decided to make fun of RM.
Yes.
And RM, like, touches Jimin's bottom lip. Yeah, it's kind of sexual.
But sexual as fuck.
I think it's kind of a more of a friendship moment. But he says, "Oh, you're so cute today. Apparently he wants to fight with me."
Oh.
Which is just really cute. I don't know. I think it's a good friend moment. I love
that
video.
Moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I was just reacting to that as not friend, but...
it's a good friend.
I'll switch over into friend moment. Yeah, so also then in that video, RM then impersonates Jimin and...
oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, and he, like, walks forward and, like, raises his, what, like, his right arm and, like, runs his hand through his hair and, like,
yeah.
you know, moves his head around and looks all, like, proud and modelly and,
does
like,
all the time.
Beautiful. And, yeah, because that's Jimin's thing, is always, like, pushing his hair back all the time. Mm-hmm. So RM just did an extra version of pushing his hair back.
Yeah.
And it's so funny and so cute.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you already mentioned this, but I think it's another cute friend moment for them is... RM always posts, like, those pictures of his outfit from, like, a really low angle. And he's so tall. But his outfit always looks, like, on point.
Yes.
There's several, like, videos out there of Jimin, like, literally lying on the ground trying to get, like, a good picture of RM. And it's just really cute.
Yeah. Like, what a supportive friend. Like, yes. And it makes me wonder... if, like, RM's Twitter updates with his outfits, you know, like, he posts pictures pretty regularly mm-hmm. of, like, his outfit of the day.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, are those taken by Jimin?
I feel like some of them have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there can't always be people around to take a picture for you, like, mm-hmm. unless it's one of your members. Yeah.
Maybe it's a camera that you can set a timer on.
No, it's fucking 2018. Nobody does that. They're like, hey, can you snap, like, 5 pics for me? Thanks. So, I mean, like, just a thought.
Yes.
So, next for, like, friendship stuff is, like, some things that happen in a few Bangtan Bombs that are, like, connected.
Yes.
So, of course, the first one that everybody knows. This is
everybody
a meme everywhere.
Everybody knows this.
Jimin,
you got no jams. I was, like, when we were doing our research, it's, like, we cannot forget Jimin,
you got no jams. Like... fucking okay, so this is the video where they're on a plane mm-hmm. and it's J-Hope is the one filming, and he's sitting in the middle seat with RM next to him on one side and Jungkook on the other side mm-hmm. and so he shows RM and he's like, hey, we are only going to speak in English now,
English time only
mm-hmm. and so then RM starts talking about extraterrestrials and stuff that J-Hope does not understand.
He's being a jackass.
He literally just starts rambling off this whole sentence. You can't really hear it, like the sound quality isn't that great because he's a little far away
uh-huh.
but like he's just rambling off, and Jungkook is like, RM's English is too hard, or J-Hope.
J-Hope says.
RM's English is too hard.
Yeah, he, like, just laughs at all.
Yeah, he's just like, okay. I don't know what he said, so, all right, thanks.
So then he moves over to Jungkook.
RM is basically like, I don't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
And so he moves over to Jungkook, and he's like, all right, Jungkook, English speak time, yeah. right? And then
English speak you.
Yeah. And Jungkook is like... I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, J-Hope is like, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. I'm good. You mm-hmm. know, just cute. But,
simple.
You know, not saying much. Like, English is fucking hard.
Yeah. He's super tired,
yeah.
too. He,
yeah.
like, ends up passing out during the video.
Yeah. And they're traveling, you know.
Yeah. They're going to L.A.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then Jimin turns around in the seat, mm-hmm. and he's in the aisle, like, the row of... ahead of them
mm-hmm.
and kind of turns around and rests his arm over the sea, and he's like talking. I don't know what they're talking about, but the thing that everybody knows is that Jimin like laughs or like says something or does something
mm-hmm.
that like he kind of spits a little bit
yeah.
at J-Hope, and J-Hope is like, he's trying to speak English
yeah.
so he doesn't know the word for like saliva
mm-hmm.
so he's like, oh, dirty water.
dirty water
in my face, don't
in my face soon.
Don't, he's like, don't spit, like, don't put your dirty water in my face. And it is so, I just love this reaction because he is sticking to it. He is like, I'm going to speak English. I said it was English speaking time.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to fucking figure this out to express how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And he, like, oh, it's so funny.
It's so funny. But.
And then RM goes, Jimin, you got no jams. Like, just right then.
Yeah. Jimin, you got no jams.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's classic.
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 One of the best.
Yeah. I just love that video too, because I never noticed that he like turns the camera around after RM, because I really only see the Jiminy Got No Jams part. And he like has V speak, and V's so cute too.
I know.
And he's just like, my name is Kim, Taeyang Kim. Like, it's so cute.
And then also in that video, Jimin and Suga are sitting next to each other. And, like, at one after that part, he goes back up to the row ahead of them. And, like, Jimin is, like right up behind Suga. And it's really cute. Mm-hmm. Like, pressed up against him. And his, like, head is kind of against it. It's cute. But, anyways.
And Jin's sitting next to Tae. Yeah. Which I was like, okay, Taejin, all right.
All right.
I just would have not thought they would sit next to each other.
It's just so Tae can mess with Jungkook, because he's probably sitting behind Jungkook.
He is sitting behind Jungkook.
Yep. It's
probably messing with Jungkook the whole time. Yeah.
But anyway, so the friendship moment in that video is the Jimin You Got No Jams, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's just funny teasing.
Yeah. So later on, RM ends up posting another Bangtan bomb titled Jimin, I Got Yes Jams. And so it's RM and Jimin, and they set up like their own personal video camera. And they're like in a hotel room, and it's just really weird. Like, they're being just really weird together. So RM is wearing a white bait t-shirt that I think is like written in green. Jimin's wearing like a stupid button down tight shirt. Well, yeah. It's not tight. It's like it's loose.
A striped loose
button down shirt.
like with a collar, you know, short sleeve collar. Yeah.
But they're both wearing like shorts, and Jimin's legs look real good in this video.
And I like, it was really hard for me to actually pay attention to this video, because the whole time I was just like looking at Jimin's legs. Like, I'm really a leg person. Leg kink.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have, what's your kink?
I've got so many kinks.
I don't have armpit hair kink.
I like armpit
but
hair.
But I really, I'm like, earrings, if I can see your quad, yourself.
Sorry.
If I can see your quad.
Thights.
Thights. Jimin's thights.
But
so,
anyways,
yeah,
they're both wearing these beanies and like big sunglasses, and they just play a song, and they just start jumping around.
They're being like so fucking weird too the whole time. Like, they're just like,
and they're air guitaring like crazy.
Yeah. They're like jumping like on the couch, on the ground, like one on the couch, one on the ground, both on the couch, both on the
just
ground,
just kind of
like,
running around
like
they're dancing but not really.
Yeah. And RM like is like making weird noises, like, you know, like kind of yelling out, and like they're just really like,
Jimin sings too,
they're going crazy. They're going crazy.
But I really love it, because I feel there's not many RM and Jimin videos of just them together. Like, there's a lot of V-min ones and G-cook. Like, they'll just do a V-live together or, like, hang out. So it's really refreshing to see Jimin and RM hanging out.
Yeah. And they're just, like, letting it all loose, hanging out, you know, like, just having fun. So it's so great. One, that they, like, get to just, like, have, you know, purely have fun. Like, you can tell both of them are just, like, you know. And then, like, two, them hanging out, you're right, we don't get to see it. Like, I think that's honestly why, maybe that's a contributing factor to why Namin isn't, like, that popular. Because there's not many times where we get to see them specifically interact, you know.
I think it's hard to, this is my personal opinion, I think it's hard for Namjoon to have popular ships. Like, except for Namjoon, like, that one's really big. But I think RM has to be, like, so professional all the time. And he's just cares so much about the members. Yeah. Like, he wants to make sure that they're all having a good time.
Yeah.
So he, like, has to take a step back. And, like, still goofy and weird.
Yeah.
But, like, when it comes to skinship and stuff, like, you just don't see, too much of him with the other members.
Right. But, you know, like, it's really about also like our respect for RM as the leader. You know, like, it's so it can be kind of hard to go there. Like, that's why, you know, that's probably why also we reacted why we did when you pulled out Namjoon, because we were like,
what
this, like, does, like, you know. So you just don't see that with Namjoon, you know, just because of his leadership role, that he's just like a little bit like one step back from some of the members at some times, because he has to be, because he has to control the situation.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's just not like that many moments. Yeah. So being able to see like him just really let loose and have fun with like another member like that in such like a raw way, total fucking friendship moment.
Did I tell you, I used to ship J-Hope and RM.
Oh.
I used to ship them real hard, like when I was first getting into BTS, because I thought, and I shipped them as friends, like I thought that they were just like really good friends.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I ship Soap more as, like, if we're just talking about friends, I ship Soap as friends more than RM and J-Hope.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I just, I love them. Oh,
because Soap is crazy close to each other.
Yeah, I love them.
I think they're, like, the moon and the sun.
Oh, well, okay. J-Hope really is sunshine.
Yeah.
But Jimin is, like, a star.
Yeah.
You know?
Jimin is a star.
He is a star.
He's so cute.
He's a celestial being. Okay. I love him.
I like how we just talked about all the ships now. We just want to talk about all of them.
All of them.
Because they're all so perfect.
Yeah, so if you like when we talk about all the ships, we'll get to all the other ones that we just mentioned.
Yeah. I'm kind of like that we started off with, you know, the ships that we did.
Yeah, we had...
Like, Suga Cookie, we never even really thought about it.
Never.
But I love that romantic ship.
Me too.
I love that romantic ship in the sense that I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
But...
The idea of it.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, super sexy.
Yeah. The evidence that you can formulate behind it.
Yeah.
You know, just like Namin.
I love this Namin ship. Like, I ship it romantically.
Yeah.
I ship it, like, almost like it could be real romantic.
Yeah. So... I'm on that ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I left the harbor.
Like, if RM was to be with any member, I feel like it would be Jimin.
100%. Who?
Like, over Jin, for sure.
Who else would he be with? You know, definitely over Jin. I do not
We're going to have people coming for our throats after this episode.
It's our opinion, and it's all fantasy, and it's just whatever. Whatever you like the best is what you like the best, because... That's what you like. And we're not coming for you. We're not saying, like, you can't like that. But
we all have different opinions. It's just fun. I think ships are so fun.
And also, we did the research. So we have...
We know what we're talking about.
We have research evidence to back us up. Oh, man. Okay, so... That was Namin. Yeah.
Or Minjoon.
I like Namin.
I like Minjoon. I kept saying Namjoon when we started. I couldn't stop.
So, yeah. So, if you loved this ship episode or our last ship episode, and if you want to hear more ship episodes, we would love for you to email us. Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to us. We have a ton of ideas. So many things we want to talk about.
Yeah.
But if you have something you want to hear us talk about, like something that maybe you don't have time to learn about BTS, but you know, we want to do it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. We'll do your topic.
Or if you're like fangirling or fanboying about one thing right now, like send it to us.
Fucking tell us.
Yeah. We'll
DM us
talk
on Twitter.
About it.
Yeah. So you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, so that way you can tweet at us how you're feeling or what the fuck you're fangirling or fangirling about today, at @standingbtspod. And then we also have a fangirl Instagram account called, it's @sugarvreecookiejams.
It's pretty good. We post some good stuff. It's some real good captions.
Yeah. I think our captions are great.
Mine are always sexual. It's terrible.
I love yours. I always watch your... She posts a lot of videos.
I do videos.
And I don't know how you find them.
The videos?
Yeah. Like, they're so great.
A lot of them are compilation videos. And I'll end up giving the credit to, like, the people who do the compilation.
Okay. So, anyways. So, connect with us. That's the whole reason why we're doing this.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.